Well, there's a disturbing report out tomorrow on the plight of hundreds of thousands of Aussie children. Now, it's from Uniting Care, and it reveals one in six kids are living in poverty. That's right. In this lucky country, 17% of our children grow up below the poverty line. Cleowyn Little, National Director of Uniting Care, it's a startling wake-up call, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Bill. And I think the report that we're launching tomorrow highlights that and a number of other ways in which our children are not doing so well in their communities across the country.
I think a lot of people would be surprised with that.
Yes, they probably would. As you said, given that we are such a prosperous country and we have so much wealth, and it's really disturbing to think that our kids are doing it pretty tough out there.
Now, when we say these kids are growing up in poverty, what exactly does that mean? What are their family circumstances?
They could be lots of different things. The Child Social Exclusion report that we're putting out tomorrow with NatSTEM highlights that disadvantage and poverty is not just about financial exclusion and doing it tough with the family budget, but it's also about being excluded from other things like education, their connectedness to their community, a lack of affordable housing, and not great access to health services and other services when they need them. So kids living in poverty can mean all sorts of things, but I think what we are really highlighting in this report is that it's multidimensional, and that children are doing it tough in a number of different domains, and that's not okay.
Because you say things are getting harder for families, and what are the major reasons for that?
Unemployment, housing stress. Housing stress is a really big factor for many families in our community. The rising cost of living, with no surprise to any of us, but our costs are getting higher, and for those families who are fortunate enough to have work, they're finding their family incomes are not stretching as far as they used to. And for those families who are having to live on benefits and Newstart, for example, it's just absolutely diabolical that they have to live on such a paltry amount, and they actually can't. So I think we saw that Food Bank put out their report today.
Yep.
And they also found that families are actually just not even being able to put food on the table for their children or themselves.
Yeah.
And that's just so not okay in our country.
I'm talking with Cleowyn Little, National Director of Uniting Care. Cleowyn, what impact does growing up in poverty have on kids?
Well, I think what we find is that if kids grow up in poverty and they are impoverished in the way that they are able to understand the world and experience their education, experience the life in their community, experience their health, it actually has some pretty major incomes for our community as a whole, because as they grow up as adults, then they are people who are, in many cases, not as healthy as others, not able to access jobs and employment for their own families. It means that as adults, they really find life really tough as well.
Because if we don't deal with this, there'll be a range of social problems in the years ahead, eh?
Oh, there will. What is good for our children is good for our country. And what is bad for our children, which is poverty and living up in disadvantage where they do not have access to the services and the supports that they need, is really bad for our country, both for now as those children grow, but also for the future as they become the adults that are making decisions for our country. So I think we need to really take heed and say, what is it that we can ameliorate the poverty now so that we have healthy children growing up into healthy adults.
So, Cleowyn, what does the government need to do?
What government really needs to do is we need to look at these communities, and we need to see what's going on, and we need to put more resources and effort into really understanding and ameliorating the disadvantage that is being played out in so many of our communities across the country. We need to have a holistic approach, and we need to have prevention services for children. We need early childhood education. We need good employment programs. I mean, people have said to me, oh, but the unemployment rate's really low. I say, yes, but only in certain circumstances. And in many communities across the country, the unemployment rate is unacceptably high. So we need to look at this in a multi-layered approach, but government really needs to look at the data that we've got now before us and see where those areas are that we need to have some intentional intervention.
God bless you, Cleowyn, and more strength to you guys. More strength to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks
for talking to us.
To you.